Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Kids Get Acquainted with the Internet, a Girl Meets World podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we're discussing Girl Meets World episode 7, Girl Meets Maya's Mother.
As well as Boy Meets World season 2, episode 22, Career Day.
Okay, so maybe you've noticed just then in our intro, we don't have any Keith today.
No Keith. It's a dark day for us all. He's on vacay.
Yeah, Keith's vacationing in the Cape. It's not as glamorous as it sounds. He's in a shack.
No, seriously?
No, it's just, I mean, there's a lot of bugs. I've been to the Cape House once. It's his great uncle's, and like, there's bugs and there's limited electricity stuff.
This sounds like an episode of a sitcom. Going to your great uncle's like rundown buggy place.
Keith and I's whole life is a sitcom.
Yeah. Also, we're on Skype again.
We apologize.
Yes. Something we wanted to mention that we've been talking about between ourselves a lot, but keep forgetting to mention.
And we keep hashtagging.
Yes. you want to say it?
Kagawi.
Yes, that is.
No. K-G-A-W-I. And if you're savvy, then you understand that that's our name.
Yep.
Kids Get Acquainted with the Internet. Yeah. Hey, we've got an acronym, everyone.
Yeah, so remember Kagawi. It's important.
I love how that originally just happened where like I wrote it down and Keith and Dan said it out loud and they were confused at first.
Yeah, it was really fun. I was like,
So if any of you have just read it and instantly understood that it was our name, you are steps ahead of Keith and Dan.
You're the Minkus to my Corey. So we have a couple quick talking points we wanted to discuss before we get right into the episode. Just broader Girl Meets World ideas.
We've thrown them out on Twitter a couple times, and some of you have reacted to them. But for anyone who doesn't follow us on Twitter, shame on you. You're missing out on a fun time.
You can do so at GMW Podcast. So the first thing I want to talk about is, I have no basis for this at all. Someone told me that there were rumors that Maya might be gay. And so whether it's true or not.
Well, wait, Dan. We have definitely been talking about this before you got that tweet.
Well, true, yes. But not on the podcast. We kept talking about it the podcast and forgot to mention it on the podcast.
Yeah, but okay. So we've definitely we're kind of rooting for this to be canon. I'm just saying.
Okay. So first of all, I think it came up first when I mentioned. I was like, hey. There's been no, like, clear thing showing me that Maya is heterosexual.
They haven't written her a boy interest yet.
Yeah, and actually, the fact that on Sabrina's little talk thing she did the other day, someone asked, does she get one in season 2, and she says, I don't know, means that she doesn't get one in, like, all of season 1. There's that. Also, she, like, just seems so, like, she's, like, not interested. It's, like, not only does she not have a guy that she's going... Well, except that we have heard rumors that she might like Joshua.
She's very aloof. I mean, she might not even be gay. She could be asexual.
I feel like they might do the gay thing. I really don't think they do asexual. I think that's, like, way too complex for them to, like, think kids will handle. I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just saying I don't think they will.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying, as of right now, we have, like, literally no idea what Maya's sexuality is
Especially because asexual sort of means you have to, like, legitimately talk about what's, like, sex. Whereas gay, you can be just like, oh, she has a crush on a girl. It's, like, easier for them to deal with. And we should mention that there was a show, I feel like it was Good Luck Charlie, that had a character with two gay moms.
I showed you that clip.
Yeah.
If no one's familiar with it, it's just shows... It was the first time Disney had a gay couple at all. And the parents were like, I've met that kid's mom before. And they're like this. And they're like, no, I've met them before. They're like this. And then they answer the door, and both mothers are there. And they're like, oh, like, hi, come on in and everything. And they're like, oh, she has two moms. Like, yeah.
So that was, that seemed pretty cool to me. It was just a little side gag, so it's not like it's a big, you know, step or anything. But the fact that it's, like, seen as not a big deal is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's talk
step
about
in the right direction.
Let's talk about the pros and cons of this. So first of all, I have no idea whether Disney would actually go through with this. I'm totally for it. I think it would add a lot to Maya's character and would be a great thing to do.
Oh, just a heads up. because he's not here. We have also talked about this with Keith, and he is also on board with this
Yes.
being canon, and
Yeah.
he, yeah, just saying.
Yeah.
Want to try and keep him in the loop as much as possible while he's not here.
And a lot of drama could come out of it. You could have a coming out story. You could have how does Riley deal with it? How does Riley think about it? You know, how do other people treat her? And, you know, maybe her having her first girlfriend could be a whole thing. There's a lot of interesting storylines that can come out of it. There's only two negatives I can really think of.
Share them, Dan.
Well, actually, I don't even remember what my second one was. My only...
There's no negatives.
Oh, actually, no, I don't remember. Okay. My two negatives are this. A, that Maya is already a character who has all this baggage, already has all the poor stuff and everything, and making her gay and having only a single mom could bring up some troubling connections there.
I agree with that. I definitely wouldn't want, like, for any parents that would be against their kids watching a show because they had a gay character,
yeah.
I wouldn't want them to use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
That a bad upbringing will make you gay.
Yeah, totally. And then the other issue that I see potentially is just the... Okay, so I guess this is sort of a side issue was when we had first talked about it, we were like, oh, does she have a crush on Riley? And... I feel like that could be interesting, but also could be really problematic, because they're the core friendship of the show, and you don't really, like, even if it was a boy and a girl whose core friendship was part of the show, if one of them likes the other one, that can, like, really throw off the balance of things, and...
Yo, they did that in Lizzie McGuire all the time.
That's, but there were three, you know? Like,
that's
I don't know.
True.
It's...
I guess that's true.
I don't know. I guess you're like, it, like, once, especially, okay, so, like, the only, and also the thing with Liz McGuire is that she didn't really know about Gordo until, like, the end. So, like, if Riley
And then
found,
they got together.
Yeah. So, like, if Riley found out about Maya liking her, then it's, like, after that, Riley's gonna continuously feel uncomfortable unless they have them both be gay, which I don't think would happen. So...
What they do is Maya deals with her feelings throughout the entirety of middle school and high school, and when they have the big graduation episode, they throw their caps up and Maya kisses Riley, and that's how Riley knows that she's bisexual.
Right in your fanfic. Yeah, but yeah, I just completely forgot what I was gonna say.
That's because there's no negatives.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone has their opinions on this. I don't know if they think we're right or wrong, or who they, or if they ship Maya and Riley or don't. I don't know. Any thoughts on this? Let us know.
Yeah, no, totally. We'd like to know what you think. I don't, because I heard that rumor about her liking Joshua, tending to think that this is all just not going to happen at all. I really hope that they at least have a character at some point.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, like, even if they don't make the main character because maybe they think, like, oh, we're not edgy enough to do that.
Yeah.
If they at least, like, dealt with it for an episode. Boy Meets World did that all the time, where they dealt with racism for an episode, where they dealt with domestic abuse for an episode. Different really hard-hitting topics in our world. And so if they just had a character that was like a person in their class and somehow they found out that they were gay and helped them have a coming out story or something like along those lines.
Missy's gay and she's acting out because she doesn't know what else to do.
She's actually mad at Lucas.
Yeah.
She wants to get Lucas away from Riley. Everyone's in love with Riley. Apparently.
All right, let's move on to our second topic, which is just the possibility of Sean as Maya's dad, which again is
question
just
mark?
Like a what if question. I don't think this is going to happen. It's just like, what would you have been pro that or against that? It's interesting just in that it would answer a lot of questions. It would answer like, where is Sean? Why is Sean and Maya so similar? You know, things like that. It would also sort of add to the idea of, like, Sean became his father a little bit, which is a dark, tragic thing, which I don't know if I'd want the character to go in that direction, but it's interesting.
Yeah, so before I put my two cents in, Keith said to me the other day when we were discussing this idea that he thought it would actually be really interesting for someone to try so hard during their life to not be like their father and to rise above themselves, and it, when they set off on the world, you really have hope for them, and it
Yeah.
looks like they're on the right track, and then for everything to
Come tumbling down.
change, for everything to change, and for them to wind up in the box that they always tried not to be in, and for Sean to end up like his father.
And then, of course, to build back up, you know.
So what he thought about it is just that it kind of teaches you that life isn't always that great and bad things happen despite what you
Yeah.
do, and that's a really dark lesson.
Yeah.
So kudos to Keith on
Yeah. No, I
that.
agree, and I also think that it also ex would explain part of why Corey is so protective of Maya, because obviously he'd really care about Sean's kid. So.
I feel like it'd be a little easy, and because we're so far in the season, we're now 7 episodes in, and what we've gotten about Maya's dad, I can kind of see where you say it would explain some things, but
Yeah.
it wouldn't quite make sense to me because I feel like you definitely would get an offhand comment from Corey, or when Maya was trying to explain that her dad's got a new family,
Yeah.
there definitely would have been a little more explanation, especially when like you're building, if you were to build up to that, then you would give more hint to the younger audience who hasn't seen Boy Meets World.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I don't think it's gonna happen at all.
I get the lesson that like Keith was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be easy writing personally. It's like, oh, like the, I mean, I don't know.
Really, I think the complete opposite. I think it's taking a big risk. It's taking a character people love and saying, "Oh, they became an awful person that you're gonna dislike," and challenging them to still find the good in him. I think that's interesting. But
I'm
I.
saying I think it'd be I'm not saying that Sean has to be a great person now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I think it'd be easy writing to make him Maya's dad because it's like, oh, the two best friends, they're best friends because their dads are best friends. This person's exactly like this person because
Yeah,
it's their
but
kid. Like,
okay, see, I feel the opposite from you because I think it's easy writing to just make a clone character and have no explanation for it. So, like, it makes more sense to me if she's Sean's son. If she isn't Sean's son, I'm just like, wow, that was easy writing. You just made the exact same dynamic again. You made someone who's exactly like Sean and have no reason for it. So, I don't know.
okay, yeah, I guess I do see what you're saying. I guess I'm a little torn on the subject
Yeah.
because I didn't put as much thought into this because I don't think it's gonna
Yeah,
happen.
it's not gonna happen. It's just an interesting thing to think about.
So instead of the possibility of who Maya's father is today, girl meets Maya's mother.
Yes. What are your overall. Well, okay, I'm gonna say my overall thoughts first on Girl Meets Maya's Mother.
Okay.
Because I loved it, and you're gonna be the cloud of sadness that makes me
Oh
sad.
my God.
So, I mean, I really enjoyed it. I ended up liking Maya's mother a lot. I think there were a few times that they could have gone off the deep end with her, and she ended up, you know, going in an interesting direction for me. I thought Augie was used well again. I thought Lucas was used well in small doses. I liked that other people spoke in class. I liked Minkus in small doses, though it might have been interesting to see Farkle actually learn something from his dad. My only negatives are Farkle negatives. And at this point, I'm assuming they're gonna be in every episode. So, what's your thoughts?
Okay. I don't know. I'm pretty neutral on this episode. I didn't love or hate it. There were some good moments and bad moments for me. I didn't like any of the Topanga and Corey storyline.
Had
I
a
thought,
feeling you weren't gonna like that.
yeah, it didn't really make any sense to me. I did not think, well, Augie was used okay
Yeah.
until the ending.
Okay,
And
I
the
agree with
end
that.
And the overall ending, not just Augie, but the like
Scene.
resolution was very unsatisfying to me.
To me,
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
so I can agree as far as like the ending. It didn't tie a ribbon on things in the way that other episodes have. It didn't really end with like a clear lesson. To me, this was more of an episode about introducing a problem that will be an ongoing problem.
I can
And
see that. I just it was very, I don't know, I totally get that because we
yeah.
don't need a ribbon tied on everything. We don't need a moral lesson and
Yeah.
things can be just about progression.
Yeah.
It just seemed a little off,
Yeah.
especially because they're going to be going on hiatus. And so now we're just kind of left with that dwind like in the air.
Yeah. I can see that. I can understand the hiatus thing. I mean, of course, I don't think they knew what episode there was the hiatus. I mean, that usually the writers don't
Yeah.
choose when the hiatus happens, but
Yeah, no, I understand.
yeah. Okay, so no, I get your points. Just as far as for me grading wise, I would probably go A minus. It was my favorite episode. I don't think A minus is my highest grading, but I guess I got the most out of this one. And like I see your points about the climax, but it doesn't really bother me as much.
I give it a B.
Okay.
B is a good grade.
B is a good grade. I agree. Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm failing until I get a C.
Even C. You know what, kids? C is average, so
Hey, I'm average.
that exactly. All right. Do we want to say anything about Career Day, or do we want to jump
Yeah,
into the good shit?
so well, just quickly, that
Yeah.
Career Day.
The Boy Meets World episode.
Yeah, the Boy Meets World episode. It had a lot of like just progression in it too. I mean, it didn't
Yeah.
exactly have a solid ending either, so I can definitely say that
Yeah.
for a comparison.
If we're being fair, that it that sort of the difference between the endings of these two is that there's a clear change that happens, that Chet
Yeah.
leaves and, you know, Sean's living situation is different
Yeah,
now.
there's an arc in the show,
Yeah.
whereas we haven't exactly had an arc in Girl Meets World yet.
Yeah. But see, I'm interested because I feel like this is big, the start of one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe.
And this also wasn't, as far as I don't know this. Is this the first episode we see Chet? I don't think it is, right?
No,
Okay, yes.
I don't think so.
Okay, but yeah, so I mean, there's a couple parallels here between the two episodes. We have the fact that, you know, that it's Career Day, and
Yeah, that's
that,
number one.
yeah, it's also interesting, and that, you know, the two, that Sean's dad and Maya's mom both come in and are sort of, you know, making a big show.
Yeah, there's a great line when Chet Hunter walks in, Sean's dad, and Corey says, "Sean, what does your dad do?" And Sean goes, "Shh, I want to find out too."
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite lines in that episode.
Because for those of you who don't really know the character of Chet Hunter, he's kind of a con man,
He's a
and
bamboozler.
he's got a lot of stories, and he tries to make a big show of who he is when he doesn't have a lot, and he tries to make what he has seem like a lot, and he doesn't have a steady job. He's not exactly the best of father, but like you definitely see that he cares about Sean, but he just doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to bring up a son.
Yeah. And I was. Okay, so a few things. One, personally, I've found the humor in the Girl Meets World episode a lot better. I think that. I thought the Boy Meets World episode worked well as a dramatic episode, but I really wasn't laughing very much.
Really? Oh, I was.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, to each their own, but. Yeah, and then I found a connection. To me, it was interesting that I sort of connected Riley in this episode to Alan. At least in the beginning, just in sort of the discussion of I'm kind of boring, I don't really have anything special, you know.
Yeah, if you're gonna do a direct parallel of the episodes, that makes a lot of sense. But Riley talking about her wanting a talent and like needing a talent is definitely a Corey thing. That's why
Yeah.
when she's talking to Corey, he's like, "Been there, done that."
Yeah, no, I
That's
really
best.
liked that. I really liked that they
Yeah,
acknowledged that.
best not to deal with that or whatever.
Yeah, and it's also interesting as far as as the show goes. Like we've been talking for a while now, and we talked on Twitter recently about how Riley doesn't really have a goal, like a big goal, like she doesn't know what she wants to do with her life, and that they actually made that into the character's problem is that she doesn't have a talent,
Yeah.
she doesn't have a thing.
Again, we're getting into the easy writing a little bit where she's a clone, but it's definitely a very relatable thing,
Yeah.
especially in middle school. I remember when like we had a career day in middle school, and like people thought like a lot of people didn't really know what they wanted to do, and they just kind of got an outfit together that they thought worked for something.
Yeah.
And people thought I was crazy because, I was already with my briefcase.
I will say actually that this episode made me think that maybe I don't need Riley to have a talent or a thing like that because it is more relatable if she isn't, you know, amazing at singing or a great artist, or, you know, it's more relatable if she's just average.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm average.
Again.
Exactly, that's gonna be a theme. She's a stalk of celery, and we love her for it, just like her dad. She's a rip off the old stalk.
Nice.
I'm so proud of myself.
Let's get into the first scene of Girl Meets Maya's Mom.
Alrighty.
So we're at the art class, which is, hey, it's the first time we got another class and another teacher.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. One day we're gonna get the PTA meeting or just Corey in the faculty lunchroom or something. I'm
Well,
really rooting for a scene like that.
don't we know we're getting a math teacher, right?
That's true. Girl meets terror?
World of Terror.
Girl meets world of terror.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, okay, what did you think of this art lady?
I felt like she was like a really cliche art person. Like the part where this is jumping ahead a little bit,
Yeah.
but the part where she's talking about when she walks in the room and Maya and Riley are like throwing art all over each other, and she's like, "Riley, this is the most authentic piece you've ever done." It's
Yeah.
like, oh my, like looking for meaning in everything and like.
That was the only line. I do agree that that particular thing, especially because they didn't get in trouble, was a little silly. But otherwise, I thought the first scene she was fine.
Yeah, she was a. Yeah.
And I'd like to see her again just so that we have more of teachers
Yeah,
recurring.
just so that, you know, they learn something other than history and they don't all become history teachers, too.
All right, so we got a few things here. We got everybody taking pictures of Farkle.
Yeah, so when.
Not taking
A
pictures,
weird
drawing
thing
pictures.
about this, which is not like a negative, like me hating on Farkle
Yeah.
per se, but why are Farkle and Lucas so sexualized? Farkle in a different way, where they're making him a, you know, he throws the robe off and he's like 48 pounds and nasty,
Which is
which
a
is.
reference to a Boy Meets World line.
Which is.
It's something about Corey calls his Minkus 48 pounds of something, but I don't remember what it
Nice, yeah. Good
Pure
point.
geek, maybe? I think it might be 48 pounds of pure geek. That might be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
But so Farkle in the way that he's just so flirtatious and he's so just like in your face and then he like throws off that robe and he's like in a weird like 1950s French bathing suit. And then with Lucas, everyone is always talking about how beautiful Lucas is and like Riley like Maya points him out to Riley because
Yeah.
he's cute. Corey is like, "Wow, you're really attractive."
So, I mean, I have no issue with the Lucas part of it because so far it's all been funny to me.
Like, first of all, A, it's interesting that like, you know, usually it's the big issue that you're doing it to girls.
Yeah.
And now it's there, like if these were two girls doing this, like I
Yeah.
feel like people would have
An
like a
issue with
much
it.
bigger issue. Like we should get a little more character out of him so that he's not just a pretty face.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I do think that, we at least he had a couple funny lines here, and I don't
Yeah.
I haven't had issues with his acting in recent episodes, so that I'm happy about.
Yeah, because they've been using him in small doses.
Yeah, that's true. I will say, okay, so as far as the Farkle opening, like it didn't do anything for me, but it also didn't bother me as much as I was expecting it to. I liked that Riley was drawing Lucas, and that she's asked
A
do.
bowl of
Yeah,
Lucas.
that was pretty funny. And I liked that she asked, "Do I need help?" The way she asked that, I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
I liked the little French Lucas thing.
Bonjour, Lucas. Lucas can speak French.
Yeah, see, we got a character trait.
Yeah, French
Yeah,
isn't a common language spoken in Texas, so.
it shows that he's intelligent too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So then everyone is told to draw Farkle for
Yeah.
some reason. I wish we got a little more reason why,
Well, no,
but
we
anyway.
do, because we also see them doing Riley later, so they just
Oh
have a
yeah, okay.
model.
You're
Yeah.
right. And then Maya,
Yeah.
not Raya.
Freudian slip there.
Ship name. Anyways. The ship has set sail. Anyways, they have Maya drawing Farkle in a bird's nest.
Yeah, because he needs to be protected.
Yeah, I did not know how I felt about that line.
I was wondering what your reaction was going to be. I didn't. I don't really know. I still am confused about their relationship. So like, she feels. She. I
5,000% confused.
guess what you're cooking because then he's like all excited and she's like, "Stay away from me." I don't know. It's a weird combination. I don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
It's sort of like she's protective of him because he's.
Doesn't know any
Yeah,
better
because
in
he doesn't
life,
know any
and so he
better.
probably like that's probably gonna catch up with him.
Yeah. And so like I can sort of see that like if it's we're trying to put it to a real world sort of connection, I can sort of see like, oh, there's that annoying guy. I feel kind of bad because yes, he's annoying, but people treat him more badly than they should. Except that we haven't seen people make fun of Farkle. We really need to get to that episode where people make fun of Farkle. I think that's important. But
Dan really wants to see people make fun of Farkle.
it's just I think it doesn't make any sense that we haven't yet, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you.
But anyway, I like this opening scene. There's a few things here and there, but I think that the interaction with Lucas was good. I think that the Maya Riley stuff was pretty good. Oh, the only other question I had for you was how did you feel about the repeated, so this happens in this scene but also comes up in the next scene, is people keep telling Riley she has a cute top.
Oh my God, that was bothering me. It's like, I don't know. They're trying to like play up the whole like you she doesn't have a talent thing. And like they're trying to be nice about it, but I feel like they could have done it better. Like I don't know.
I don't. It feels okay. This is one of those things where I'm just like, okay, am I being too sensitive? Because it just
Yeah, exactly. It's
it
not
innately
sensitive.
feels like it's bad gender representation to me, but I don't actually know if it is. Maybe it isn't.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like maybe like I'm in the same boat with
Yeah,
you, so I
because I
don't
can't
know.
like point to specifically why that's bad because it's supposed to be like when they're saying it, they're like we're not supposed to they like are acknowledging that it's a bad thing to say that sort of.
Yeah, I feel like there's just the whole thing with like, oh, like girls, all you're good at is clothes and blah blah blah, and like I don't know, and like you're so into your clothes, but like but at the same time, it's like I don't know if it's to that extent.
Yeah, it's also like it's supposed to be a joke. It's not like that's actually her talent. So I
Yeah.
don't, yeah, no, I
Unless she becomes a fashion designer,
don't know.
and
Which
then she
is
can be like,
fine.
hey, people, yeah, I do got a nice top, made it myself.
I would be totally on board for that. I'm like really, I like fashion as an art form.
I do too. I love fashion shows, and people don't understand, and they're like, oh, this is so wacky. And it's like, it's an art. It's not always meant to be worn.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to scene two though, because I feel like we're taking a while here.
Sorry.
All right, so we get to the scene that you probably was the one that you don't like that much, but I like it. So this is we are in the kitchen and they're talking with the talents thing.
There is that great line from Corey, like I've been there too,
Yeah,
like don't pay attention to Adam got a talent
yeah.
or
And
whatever.
I mean, we got a few good like Corey lines that sort of like the lines from Girl Meets Truth. With like the things like the mashed potatoes and like I'm just trying to eat here. Why do I have
Yeah,
to?
can I just have a meal?
Yeah,
And
that was pretty good. I liked
then after that it went
Okay, well
downhill.
before that, I liked Augie speaking French. I thought that was kind of funny. It doesn't make
Yeah,
any
that.
sense, but it's funny.
Yeah, that definitely was. That was good.
Yeah.
I did like that. That's why I said Augie was used okay,
Yeah.
because there were good points for Augie and bad points for Augie. That
Yeah.
was a good point for Augie.
Okay, so what did you dislike about this close-up magic in Shakira moment?
Well, for one thing, it's just they could have picked something that, like, maybe, I don't know, that was like a good moment for them to relate to Boy Meets World. Whereas, like, in other times, they've, like, tried to, and it didn't quite make as much sense. And just, I don't know. They could have, your father's really good at interior design.
I mean, I agree that it came out of nowhere and they could have used something from Boy Meets World, but it also to me seems like something that would fit in his character and that I can totally believe him picking up with time. And it
Maybe. I
also
definitely get
both
that.
of them, and again, I kind of felt like both of them weren't really acting like Cory and Topanga. They were just acting like stock parents.
Yeah.
But I
And
thought
like
they
it
were
didn't seem
really.
in Topanga's character.
Yeah, but I still thought it was really funny, so I didn't really have an issue with it.
I was getting so bored with it. It
I
went on for way too long.
yes, I agree. That was the biggest scene issue that I had with the scene was that it went on for too long. They could have cut out a few things. I thought that Augie's reactions to the magic were pretty funny. I legitimately laughed out like really loud out loud at the very end of the scene
I
where.
did like when she pulled out the pepper, though.
Yes. Yeah. No. That was the big laugh that I had. I thought that was really funny, especially the way that she did it.
Yeah, she
Yeah.
didn't even look up and
Yeah.
everything. She's like, I know I have pepper.
And they just are such like classic like embarrassing parents. I don't know. It worked for me.
Yeah,
The Topanga thing less than the Corey thing, but.
I definitely didn't like the Topanga thing as much. It was so. I don't know, it was really boring, especially compared to the magic.
Yeah.
I don't know, they could have gave her like a real thing.
Yeah. The only thing good that came out of it was in the next scene where she goes, "Oh, good, Shakira's here."
I did like that.
Yeah. I also did like the nobody could do Pepper. See, I don't know. I like that scene. I was all smiles here, but.
All right, and so in the next scene, it's career day now.
Yeah, so she goes, Shakira's here, and then Minkus, well, yeah, basically Minkus comes in.
Well, Corey,
Introduces his wife.
yeah, introduces Topanga, and he's like way too touchy-feely for a class. Yeah.
If you say so. This whole scene to me, like, it didn't make any sense. Well, okay, it just felt unreal to me that how much it was just like the people we know talking to each other as though it wasn't a class setting. But it was also
Yeah.
funny to me, so I don't really mind as much. It's just that this is just something they should work on. But
Yeah, one big thing I had was, so in the career day, we only see like three par in Boy Meets World.
oh
We
yeah.
only see like three parents actually present, but there are people in the background that look like parents, that it looks like more than just the core people's parents showed up.
Yeah.
And like only Corey Sean Topanga's parents presented, but at least there are parents in the background. Couldn't they have hired some extras for this
Yeah.
scene?
I will say, in some ways, I feel like these kinds of things that we always bring up are nitpicks. But in other ways, I'm like, this is such an easy thing to fix. Why can't they do
It's
it?
just it's such a
Yeah.
common idea in television to have extras, and it's like, oh, like to make it bigger and like have some movie magic here.
Especially
And
because you're right in that every parent that we see on the show walks through the door. Like Minkus comes in, Topanga comes in, Maya's mom comes in later. Like, so it's a little bit weird, but it doesn't bother me that much. What did you think of Minkus's? This is pretty much all Minkus was in the episode. So like, what do you think of it?
he's got a helicopter, but he doesn't have a Topanga.
I liked the little back and forth rivalry with Topanga and him, and. I thought that like all the references to the A's thing would have worked better if we hadn't already sort of gotten that reference in Girl Meets Father with the 700 A's. I was like, why are you bringing this up so many? Like, if you don't want to reference it like three times, but I liked that they mentioned how tall Rowan is.
Oh my God, yeah. She's been taller than me since the day she was born. Look
Yeah.
how tall she is.
Okay, so now what did you think of this is the part that I again thought you wouldn't like is the or it's interesting, the whole Farkle trying to get them to tell his dad that they like him
I
and
didn't like it. I'm so, well, it's just, so it's in Riley's character that she wants to make people happy,
Yeah.
but she's not learning her lesson. We are seeing right in front of us that she didn't learn her lesson in Girl Meets Truth.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's but she's not she, okay. So she's lying to the dad to protect her friend. I don't know. It's a little bit different, but okay. So it's complicated.
I did like Maya's line though,
Yeah.
when she was like, "Yes, sir, it is us. Hopefully, we both hope that one day we will be the Mrs. Sparkle Minkus and have baby Minkai."
Yeah, that was another moment that legitimately made me laugh out loud. I thought that was really. I liked Sabrina's acting in that little interaction. I thought that was a funny line. I think it's also at least sort of interesting that they introduced the idea that Farkle tells his dad that he's better than he is and is sort of. Probably it reveals a little bit of vulnerability in him that he knows in his head that they don't really like him and that he
And
is
yet he
just
still pursues them to no
well
end.
yeah I mean there's that too but I think that
I
here's
just, I don't know, it had another womanizing aspect to him where like he lies and he says like, "Oh, women are so after me," and like,
I don't think that I don't you could take it that way. I take it more just as that he feels like bad about himself, and so he like doesn't want to admit that he's like not nobody likes him to his dad, but like and so like to me that could have been an introduction to an interesting episode that is a different and I'm not saying that I don't like how this episode went, but they could have gone in a different direction where it was all about Farkle and Minkus, where eventually he comes out to his dad about it and he learns a
Daddy's
lesson.
gay.
But it's if he it, this could have been a good way for him to learn a lesson. They didn't go in that direction. I hope that it
Yeah.
happens at some point.
Because Farkle definitely needs to learn a lesson.
Yes.
So then the next scene
It's at the
is.
window. And it's between Maya
Oh
and
yeah, okay.
Riley. Yeah, so they have a
Yeah,
little
this is just a
talking.
very quick scene.
Yeah, but I thought it was a pretty good one. Sort of revealing about, how Maya is cynical, how, hope just leads to disappointment, and Riley expects good
Yeah.
things because she comes from a place of privilege and expects, and she's a dreamer, but she ha because she has this privilege, she's able to be a dreamer. I thought that was all interesting.
And her little OCD
Yeah,
ticks.
I like that. I like the little hair thing and the moving the hands. I thought that was fun.
I love when Riley plays with Maya's hair,
I bet you do.
which is a reoccurring thing.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. So then we get to Maya's mom's introduction,
Yep, she's
which,
like, "Hello," and it's
yes,
ridiculous.
okay. So when this scene was beginning, I was like, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! They're ruining it! Why are they ruining it? I hate Maya's mom. I hate this so much! Oh my God!" And then it was all a farce, and I was like, "Oh, thank God!" I
Well, I mean,
was,
I definitely liked the explanation that that was her audition.
yeah, that it was a soap opera. And
Yeah,
that wasn't
if
how
they had
she's.
just left it as like a Chet Hunter thing where
Yes,
she
that's
was
exact.
just telling a story,
Yeah.
I was gonna hate it.
Yes, I thought that that's why I'm really glad they didn't clone her to Chet, because I really thought they were trying to do Chet as a woman and with a crazy story, and I was like, oh my God, it's not working. It's not working at all. And then
Yeah.
it was a twist, and I was really happy.
I was not as disappointed as I would have been.
Yeah. And so then we.
Is she from Louisiana?
Okay, well, how much of the accent did you have after the acting part? It was
I'm
less
trying to
intense.
figure that. Yeah, it was definitely less intense, but is she sounds like she's from
Well,
Louisiana,
I mean,
which
that's.
if she's from the South, that's like a direct thing to Chet because he has a Southern accent as well,
Yeah.
even though the kid doesn't and they never explain it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this at least makes some sense in that, if you're from a small town, you go to New York City to become an actress, and then you
Yeah,
sort of.
I guess so, yeah.
So that I can get. And then, so then we sort of have her, not doing great. The class isn't having her acting.
And Farkle raises his hand and he says, "Why are you in a waitress outfit?"
Yep.
And she says, "Next question." And then I didn't like that Lucas raised his hand and said, "Why are you in a waitress outfit?" Because I don't know, Farkle is the character that, like, I hate saying this, but doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Whereas Lucas, like, should have known that was a really rude thing to say.
Well, okay, so I can see that. I will say that just quickly that I liked his yeah thanks when he said, "Look at the pretty young man over there."
Yeah.
I like the way he said that. Though he seems really old in this episode. Am I the only one who
Yeah,
thinks
he
this? He
does. Yeah,
seems like he could be like in high school, definitely.
I'm pretty well he is the age in real life to be in high school, so that's
I
why.
feel like did he get a he got a haircut or something, didn't he? He
His
looked
voice is
different.
getting deeper.
Yeah.
That's gonna be an issue
I think
because
his acting is better because of it.
I can tell in this episode his voice is getting
Yeah.
deeper. And that's adorable.
Yeah.
And B, like, I'm pretty sure that's like gonna they should like have an episode on puberty.
No, but as far as Lucas asking the question, I guess, he doesn't know that she's a waitress. Maybe he thinks it's an outfit for the for an audition. It is a little bit silly of him,
Yeah,
but it's not.
and then we just have the whole cliche of like people talking about like actresses are just
Yeah.
people who never grew up, and actresses are just waitresses and people who just can't make it in the real world. And it's such a I'm fine with her mom like being a waitress and
Yeah.
everything. It's just it's so tired.
I mean, can we at least be positive and say, hey, they let another character in the class ask a question?
Isn't that Sabrina's sister?
It is
That's
Sabrina's sister, which I thought was kind of cool. But
Yeah,
still, you're getting another. You're
so the
getting.
girl in the classroom whose father is a director, that's Sabrina's sister in real
Yeah.
life.
So, kudos to them for actually letting a side character say something. Let's hope that that continues. And because it's Sabrina's sister, I can see that character asking, saying things again in the future.
And then, so then Maya's mom is embarrassed and she's like, "I'm gonna leave the room now." And
Yeah.
she goes out and Riley runs out of the room and Corey obviously lets her.
Yep.
And she's trying to make it, all better.
Then
She
Maya
is trying to
comes
have a
too.
heart to heart to her, and yeah, and then Maya comes out. Oh wait, no. Before that, she says she's I'm the daughter of Corey and Topanga Matthews, and they're maniacs.
Yeah, and that's what I inherited, the need to meddle and help my friends kind of thing.
Hey, I have a talent.
Yeah.
But then Maya comes out, and we kind of get the vibe that like Maya's like the parent, like she makes sure her mom's okay, and she like says, you know, like I'm okay, like don't worry, you did nothing wrong.
Yeah, we should just keep our relationship the way it is. It's fine. I'm not embarrassed. I'm fine. And then she leaves. Which I
Also, when
thought,
she,
I mean, I think this is all interesting. This is legitimate character development for
yeah.
her. And I, yeah, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I was. It definitely it makes sense that she's the parent at home if she
Yeah.
has kind of a not up to par parent. Oh, and then there's the line where it's okay that you wanna go on your pretend auditions and chase our pretend father. And I
Yeah.
wasn't really sure how to take that line. Just gonna let you take that.
Here's my interpretation. For the auditions, my guess is that she stopped going to auditions years ago, and that now she says she's going on these auditions, but she's given up. As far as the father, I think what she kind of just means is like, oh, this perfect dad who will eventually come back. You know, it's never it's that's all make believe. It's not gonna ever happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if her mom keeps saying like, you know, like he's gonna come back, he's not that bad of a person,
Yeah, and that kind of
but
thing.
she tries to talk him up too much.
Yeah.
But then Maya walks away and Riley tells Maya's mom to come to the art show
Yep.
because Maya's going to be in the art show.
Yep.
And that's kind of how that scene wraps up.
So, well, yeah, and then we go into the next scene at the art class, and we see that the other part of Riley's master plan is that she said something in the mail to the art teacher saying that Maya wanted to be in the art show, because Maya didn't even want her stuff to be shown before.
Yeah, she was very, she said that I don't draw for other people.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot to talk about in this scene. I liked when everybody ran out when the art battle started happening.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see Farkle and Lucas were the first ones to run out. And like watching them in the background is actually pretty funny. And then
The actual battle with the paint, for me,
they were having such a hard time not laughing, by the way. If you really pay attention, which I thought was hilarious, like the actual actresses are having such a hard time not laughing while they're throwing paint on each other.
My favorite part of the art thing was at the end when she finds out that she actually
Which,
invited her
yeah, and she
mom.
passes the blue paint.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote that down. I really liked
Yeah,
that.
that was really funny. The actual battle, it was like a little, it was fine. It was fun. And then we already talked about the teacher not being mad, which, you know, what are you gonna do? So now we get to the actual art show.
Yeah, and it opens up with two people, probably just a couple of parents, looking at Maya's art, and like they're like, yeah, like good job, and they walk away, and like Maya smiles, and like, so, oh, she's opening up, and like, you know, it looks like she's liking this, and then Riley comes over, and she says like, oh, that's really good. How'd your mom like it? And
Mom didn't show up.
yeah.
Now, I will say another thing that I liked about this episode is that they didn't do the cliche, oh, and then Riley gets her and he comes back with her and then they have a beautiful moment. The fact that
Yeah,
it is
I
sort of
actually did
left.
like the way they handled this.
Okay, so then we see that she painted a thing of the diner and half of her mom. She's very symbolic. And my favorite part here is Farkle is being an idiot again, and Lucas covers his mouth and, like, pulls him away.
I did like that too. And also, I thought like I liked that the painting was good, but it was also good for Maya's age.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
And I like that she wasn't just some kind of Picasso painting, or that it was something very mediocre that they were hyping up too much.
Yeah. Well, I also thought it was kind of cool that, like, so, like, the half a mom thing is, like, sort of interestingly symbolic, but not in a way that's, like, ridiculous. Like, it's believable. It's, like, sort of clichély symbolic, which makes
Yeah,
sense for someone her age.
like her mom doesn't show her all of who she is. Her mom isn't there all the time, and she doesn't really know who her mom is, and her mom isn't in her life
Well,
enough.
you know, yeah, I think the resolution that they give you here, which isn't completely satisfying, like you were saying, is that she, for now, she's okay with having half a mom because at least she has that. And so we'll, I guess we'll like skipped ahead a little bit, but
Yeah, it's a little too I don't know, it's a little too optimistic, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, I totally thought they were just gonna have her come back and have her come to the art show. The fact that they didn't have her come to the art show, it, to me, is was great. I mean, I didn't.
Yeah, that's a plus,
Yeah.
definitely. And yeah, like maybe I'm just nitpicking a little here because it didn't bring the episode down like drastically. It was just unsatisfying.
Yeah.
And I totally get like the progression thing, but like for Maya to be like, I'm okay with this, it like also didn't seem believable.
Well, I mean, it's sort of. I think it's supposed to be in the subtext, though. I mean, I don't think that you're supposed to. For one thing, it's not a pro. It's a problem she's been dealing with for a while. It's not like this is a new thing. So she has sort of come to terms with it to a degree, and also just that all the time she's saying she's okay, she isn't actually okay. I mean, we've seen that from other episodes, the way that she feels like she doesn't have a parent, and the way that she says no one's at home to do homework with me, and so I don't know. Yeah. But what did you think of the scene at the diner?
Well, first of all, another parallel is Chet Hunter often worked on a diner when he was on the road. So I just thought that I would bring that up. And I thought it was pretty good character development for Maya's mom.
I mean, I really liked, especially, I missed the first time because I was tweeting. I liked that she say the whole thing of the fact that she's a waitress and people usually stay at the same level as their parents, and
Oh
that.
yeah, I really like that she didn't want. I don't want her coming home with her little arms covered in pancake syrup.
Yeah. She just doesn't she doesn't want it, so it's a flawed, the idea is that she's a flawed parent, that she wants to do best for her kid, but the flaw in her reasoning is that the best thing for my kid is me not being there.
And yeah, I think that's I think it's an interesting maybe not a twist, but spin, I guess, on the bad parent. Where like she's not so full of herself or she just hates her kid or hates being a parent or anything like that. It's like I just don't know what to do for them.
And it gives us places so that we can go, so that she can sort of be redeemed, that she has this positive side to her, so that we can hopefully arc her in the right direction to stepping up in the future. So we end the scene with Riley sort of having to come to terms with the fact that, you can't always get what you want, people aren't always there for you, and so
Yeah,
then
I
I.
thought the acting during that part was a little too played up.
Oh, from
Like the
Riley?
yeah, for Riley, where like she's like, she didn't come. I'm so disappointed. Like I can't deal with this and blah blah blah. And like I don't know, I thought it was a bit much.
I mean, I think it was meant to be played for comedy, but I mean, I can sort of see where you're coming from. I mean, the idea there was that he's the upset one when it's really Maya who should be upset, and the fact that he, like, I did think it was kind of funny that he's like, he needed the hug, and Maya went and hugged her, which was.
I love the way she said it. You need a hug, darling.
Yeah, that was funny. But before we get to their little resolution, I really liked the Topanga bought a silly little weirdo
Oh, yeah. And
drawing.
then Riley opens her mouth.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's our silly little weirdo.
I thought that was adorable.
Yeah. Before we wrap up Girl Meets World, can I talk about how it parallels more with the Boy Meets
Yeah,
World
totally.
episode? So, in this episode, so it starts off like the parent embarrasses the child at career day, but then it breaks off into how is the parent not doing right by their kid? And so we've talked about how that's true for Maya's mom, which, by the way, what's her name? I think they said
Katie?
Kat.
Katie, I believe. But it's Katie
Katie.
Hart, yeah.
Okay. And then the way that Chet is not there for Sean is that, like, first of all, he keeps embarrassing him at school, and we get the news broken that to Sean that his mother left, and Chet's not dealing with it in a very good way, because first of all he just goes into like Sean's school, tells him something that's really sensitive that he should have been more sensitive about, and he was like, well, come on, let's go find her, when he's in the middle of a school day, he's like only halfway through school. And if further, he decides, Sean shouldn't come on the road with him, so he gives him money to stay in a motel. Of course, there was this great line where Sean's talking to Corey, and he's like, you should come over, and he's like, this motel's got cable, and Corey's like, we got cable, and Sean's like, not like this place, which is something that totally went right over my head as a kid,
Yeah, me too.
because I totally forgot about that.
That
And that was amazing, because
was good.
especially with Sean's grin, and that was
Yeah.
just funny. So yeah, and then our little resolution there, which is the beginning of an arc, the way that Dan and I, or kind of in the, yeah, I guess that, yeah, I would call it the beginning of an arc,
Yeah.
Sean's dad leaves to go find his mom, which lasts for a really long time. A few seasons, actually. And
I will say that
now he's staying
also.
with the for now he's staying with the Matthews, and then he ends up staying with Mr. Turner for a while, and like his life is all jumbled.
So just a few last things. Just the fact that the tuna meld was Maya's favorite
Yeah, I
thing.
really liked that.
Yeah, that was
She
a
like
cute
she,
like.
yeah, and she knew Riley would share with her.
Yeah, that's a really nice subtle like, oh, I still care about you, and this is my like complicated passive way of showing it. Like, but I liked it. And then so then we get the ending tag, which you weren't a big fan of. I was it.
First of all, why were Farkle and Minkus even there at dinner
If they
with
were not friends, yeah, because they're
Matthews?
not really friends, you're saying. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
It.
even still, it's just why would like even if Farkle was there, like that would kind of bug me.
Yeah.
But like, why was Minkus there? Minkus and everyone hates each other.
Yeah, no, I didn't. The ending thing was kind of dumb, but I didn't. I whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Corey gives Riley an A for being a good person and helping her friend out. So now Topanga and Riley combined are tied with Farkle and Minkus combined. So let's keep. Are we gonna keep score from now on? If they ever shout out their grade again, let's keep score so we know who's
Also,
ahead.
I feel like Topanga should be ahead because she went to law school.
That's very true. What
Unless,
the
well, we
hell?
don't know what Minkus did.
He did nothing. He just built that helicopter. No.
You went to helicopter school and got a bunch of A's.
Yeah, Minkus International. They didn't even mention what that is. Like, what do
Yeah.
they sell?
They sell Minkus robots.
They sell baby Mink.
Minkai. They sell Minkai to the masses.
Yeah. Oh dear God.
So.
And then we have Augie singing opera because he's trying to figure out what his talent
Yeah.
is, and that's how the episode ends.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that, but whatever. I wasn't. It was so short that I was just like, "Well, this is silly," and then I turned it off. Okay, so I think it's time to get into mail time.
Mail
Mail
time.
time.
All right. So first, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to @DebbieFan4Evs underscore. Because they've favorited and retweeted a ton of our stuff and have been, following us on Twitter a lot.
We notice you.
Yeah. And all right, do you want to read the first? We have a couple tweets that are just like nice things people have said, and then we're gonna get into tweets about Girl Meets Maya's mom.
Yeah. @gknight-dwab, I
Dog with a
downloaded
blog.
the podcast app just for your podcasts. That, when I read that, I was so happy.
Yeah, me
So,
too.
you keep doing you, G Knight.
Yes, thank you so much. That makes us feel nice, so thank you
Like,
for
that is
doing
so special.
that.
I'm touched.
Yeah.
@charlotta-M101, I'm really enjoying the podcast, especially when you talk about Boy Meets World, smiley face. I really hope you'll continue for a long time, smiley face. Again, I was the one who found that, like, because we have the shared Twitter account, and I was like, click on Twitter. Oh, we have a message. What's this? And like, obviously, if anyone else had clicked it, that symbol wouldn't have
Yeah.
been there. And I was so happy, and I immediately Facebook messaged Keith and Dan, and I was like, guys,
Yeah, no, that made us feel really great. So thank you so much. We really appreciate this, guys. And I just want to say thank you to the whole fan base because we haven't gotten any hate yet, and so that says something about the fan base. All right, so now I have two tweets about Girl Meets Maya's mother. So this next one is from Ryan Stickle. He's tweeted him before. He says, "I really enjoyed it overall. I like the character of Maya's mom. I wish we would have learned more about Farkle's home life, though."
that would have made sense. For one
Yeah.
thing, Minkus seems like he's still pining after Topanga. Where the heck is Farkle's mom? I feel like
Yeah.
she shouldn't be cool with that.
Yeah, is it like almost felt like he never married anyone. So
Yeah,
like
and he just, oh my god, they produce Chloe.
Yeah,
Oh my god, it's like a sperm bank place or whatever to produce baby Minkai. Oh my god, I know Minkus
he could be a single
Internationalist.
dad. Maybe he
Is
adopted?
he
No, but he
just.
can't. It's clearly his kid.
No, yeah,
But
because they talked, they were like, look at us. Like, they were trying to make a point that they look alike. And, oh my god, I don't know. That is so creepy. Maybe he's just a playboy and, like, he. Because he has so. No, because he has so much money, he could definitely be a playboy and, like, wound up, maybe he married for a short time, or maybe just one of his girlfriends got pregnant and he
Yeah.
had Farkle.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's ridiculous. I'm just saying that the fact that they didn't mention it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's like because if Farkle does have a mother in the picture and Minkus has a wife, Minkus, calm down.
Yeah. Well, also, okay, so I thought Minkus was funny in this episode, and like as me personally, I didn't even really like Minkus that much in Boy Meets World, so I wasn't like dying for a Minkus heavy episode. But it is kind of, and I did like how what they ended up doing instead. But if this is Minkus's only appearance, I'm pretty
So unnecessary.
well that too. But I also am just bummed that we didn't get Farkle actually learning something from his dad in this episode. I thought that was going to happen, and I'm kind of bummed about that. But
Yeah, Farkle, you need to learn your
yeah.
lessons. We'll find a way for you to.
But I will say, I personally think that the way that they introduced Maya's mom here is like one of the best introductions they've done for a character, because like we didn't really I didn't think the pilot was a great introduction for Maya or Riley or Lucas or Farkle. So and
Any of
Missy
the core
or and Missy
characters.
wasn't that well handled either. So obviously I think that I think all I think you know I think Lucas has gotten better over time. Obviously I think Maya and Riley have been handled much better in future episodes. I just think that this has been one of the better introductions to a person. And then the only other person I wanted to mention their tweet was from @Nikki1Kendra, and she is another person who's tweeted us a ton, so thank you, Nikki or Kendra. And she said, "I love the episode, but those pants on Riley, LOL. It's like a clown pant. Clown pants. Do you remember the pants? The pants are
Oh
pretty
my God,
crazy."
I loved Riley's outfit. First of all, with her pants, she was wearing a velvet top, which
Yes.
made me think of my childhood because I wore like not like all the time, but looking back on it was definitely an embarrassingly large amount of velvet. When I was a child, and that made me so happy. Like I did write that down, but I didn't find a good place to
Yeah.
like throw that in.
Yeah.
While we were talking, so I'm glad this is happening. I loved Riley's outfit and like
Was pretty crazy, but I'm not like upset about
really,
it. I just thought it was silly.
I think she has style.
All right, so let's get into the nearing the end of the episode. Let's talk about the hiatus. I was surprised they didn't mention it, and they didn't have a promo or anything, right?
Yeah.
So, as far as we know, I guess we could be wrong, but as far as we know, there's no more Girl Meets World until September 12th, and that's Girl Meets Smackle, from what I've heard.
Cries
Yes.
Smackle. Oh my God. Smackle. I'm a Smackle you, Girl Meets World writers.
So, and also, she's not even meeting Smackle. She's already met Smackle. Come on.
Yeah, really though, like Girl Meets Smackle's problem, maybe? Like, that's not a good episode title either, but neither have all the other ones, so whatever.
But anyway, so we're bummed we don't get Girl Meets World for a while. So we are plotting our
Plotting, planning.
we are plotting our revenge on the Disney Channel for this hiatus. Now we're coming up with ideas for what we can do to podcast during the break because we have about a month off now.
Some of the things we're just gonna like talk about our own life or talk about any topic that we want to, but like if there's any questions you have for us about the real world, about our world, about your
About
world, if
how
you
we
want,
met the world.
yeah, or if you like, I don't know, we could do like an advice section if you ever like
Yeah.
wanna like ask us questions about anything. Like just if there's because Girl Meets World's gonna be off air for a while, it's gonna be like a zoo. Like you can ask us anything
Yeah,
and
we're gonna
we'll probably
ramble.
talk about
We're gonna okay, so this is our plan, is to have some
it.
rambling, to have a specific topic that we want to talk about each episode, and then have maybe a little bit of Boy Meets World stuff thrown in. We're thinking our first hiatus podcast will be about Disney Channel original movies.
Oh my God, I'm so pumped for this.
So if you
Guys,
have ones that
by
you
the
want to
way,
talk about, let us know.
yeah, I have a specific request for everyone listening right now. If you have ever seen Phantom of the
Why did you
Megaplex,
keep that pause? Phantom of the
because it's an intense Disney Channel
Megaplex.
original movie, Dan. Anyways, if you have ever seen it, and more importantly, if you know where to find it now to watch, I don't care if I have to like order it from like this small village in I don't even know where. Just Send me the information.
Yes. Yeah, we can't find it anywhere, and she really wants to see it, and I've never seen it, so.
I loved Phantom of the Megaplex. It's gonna be so embarrassing if I watch it again and it's not that great, especially because now I'm broadcasting.
She's been ranting about it for like months.
A month. At least a month. No, actually, yeah, more than a month. It's been in the entire summer, and
Yep.
I've been, and my summer has been since May, so I've been ranting about this since at least May.
So
If
that's probably
you
gonna
can link us
be.
to that,
Yep.
I'll love you forever, and like, you don't even have to do anything for us, we'll send you something.
Yeah. Well, that gets into our next point. So, we want to do some sort of contest for everybody, and we have prizes planned, but we're gonna sort of reveal what those are at a later date as we're starting to finalize them. But
First of all, Dan didn't really hype that up enough
no.
because the prizes that we have in store for you all are pretty freaking cool. And
We think you're
so,
gonna like them.
yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's just say the format of the contest is going to be if you rate and review and subscribe to us on iTunes, but in your review, you have to answer the question that we're about to reveal to you. So it's going to be a drawing from the people who rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes.
Well, okay, let me just quickly clarify. We have no idea who subscribes to us, so you don't have to subscribe, but that'd be awesome.
Okay.
And
Well,
rate
just
and
leave
review is
us.
one thing, because when you review, you pick a rating, so it's not like it's two separate things.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
fine. But anyways, so now that you know the format, the question is the one that you have to answer in your review. What is Corey's full name?
Yep. That's it. So we'd love you to answer this. If you don't know the answer, we'd still love if you reviewed us and rated us and subscribed to us.
And
Search us on
remember,
iTunes.
don't just try to tweet out your answer to us because that's not how you win.
Winning is important. Next time we do a Girl Meets World episode, which is the Girl Meets Smackle one, we will reveal what the prizes are, and then the one after that we'll do the drawing, I think. So we're gonna give you guys time. Yeah.
So again, I'm going to repeat the question. What is Corey's full name?
So also, please email us at dmwpodcast@gmail.com. That can, if you do so, you'll be part of mail time, and mail time's fun.
Yeah,
So.
we have just had a really fun-filled last few minutes here. I'm pumped, Dan's pumped, you're pumped. Mail time is a great time.
Yep. And
We got that
also.
intro music. It's a party.
Also, please follow us on Twitter at GMW Podcast. Please check out our blog at gmwpodcast.wordpress.com. The YouTube page is GMW Podcast. We haven't been doing reaction videos because we haven't been together. So
Maybe we could each start doing our own individual ones with our own stand-ins for each other.
that we could do that, or you can just see it as like a bonus when we do it when we're all together. We'll figure it out. We have
Yeah,
time now.
and if there's like any kind of little YouTube thing that you ever want to see us do, like, I don't know, a challenge or just a
Like
like.
me throwing paint all over both of them. We could do that.
Wow, I so wasn't on board for that, but okay.
Yeah,
We'll see if that happens. I don't know. Tweet in if you want to see a YouTube video of us throwing paint at each other. And you know what? If you email us saying that you want us to throw paint on each other, we'll do it.
okay.
We got paint.
Yeah.
Think I don't got paint? I got paint.
So also, again, if you want to find us on iTunes to do the rating and the reviewing and subscribing, you can just search Kids Get Acquainted with the Internet or even just Girl Meets World and you'll find us on iTunes, where you have the little blue album art. So that's what that is. So thank you for listening and
Class dismissed.